Please join me in reading Mark 4:26 through 34. He also said, "The kingdom of God is as if someone would scatter seed on the ground and would sleep and rise night and day, and the seed would sprout and grow. He does not know how. The Father produces of itself first the stalk, then the head, then the full grain in the head. But when the grain is ripe, at once he goes in with his sickle, because the harvest has come." He also said, "With what can we compare the kingdom of God, or what parable will we use for it? It is like a mustard seed, which when sown upon the ground is the smallest of all the seeds on earth. Yet when it is sown, it grows up and becomes the greatest of all shrubs, and puts forth large branches, so that the birds of the air can make nests in its shade." With many such parables, he spoke the word to them as they were able to hear it. He did not speak to them except in parables, but he explained everything in private to his disciples. This is the gospel of grace.
If you were to drive up Highway 65 in Arkansas, from Little Rock to Clinton, and then turn off on Arkansas 95 and head towards the little mountain town of Scotland, you would soon pass by Joseph Tolliver J.T. Willock's former home, where his grandson and my grandfather, Freddie George Willock, was born in 1930. Out front of that big home, there's an old oak, which Grandpa Fred told me he and Grandpa JT helped plant together when Grandpa Fred was just a little boy, before even the Second World War. And I can remember as a little boy myself just marveling at the thought of them taking a spade and digging it into the dirt and planting that little sapling of a tree there, then watching it grow together season by season and year by year and decade by decade into that great and mighty oak that still stands, casting its shade all across that yard, even to this very day. We have entered into the ordinary time in our liturgical calendar. It is the time for growth, the season for maturation. It is the time of year in which we hear stories of seeds being sown and saplings taking root and things growing small and unseen, yet also strong and green just beneath the surface of the soil, under the ground. And Jesus said, "The kingdom of God is as if someone takes a little seed and scatters it on the ground and sleeps and rises day and night, and the seed somehow takes root and sprouts and grows, and he does not know how. And the earth produces of itself first the stalk, then the head, then the full grain in the head, and then, beloved, the harvest." And with what we compare the kingdom of God, or what parable will we use to describe it? It is like a mustard seed, which when sown upon the ground is actually one of the smallest seeds in all of the earth, yet when it is sown, it grows up and becomes one of the greatest of all of the shrubs and puts off big branches, and so the birds of the air come and make their nests in its shade, just like they do in the old oak. out in Grandpa JT's front yard. Bible scholars will tell you that what Jesus was saying was subversive speech. It was a not so subtly veiled political kind of talk. Caesar talked about the Basileia to Romanos, the kingdom of Rome. Jesus talked about the Basileia to Theo, the kingdom of God. And he said that it was like a mustard bush planted in the land, a weed, a weed, which no farmer would ever want, but there it is, and it takes root, and it grows, and it spreads all across the Roman Empire, just like kudzu has spread all across the Southland. Kudzu, the vine that swallowed up the South. And they say that if you plant it in your yard, it will make it to the front door before you do. And Jesus says the kingdom of God is like that. It's coming, it's growing, it's taking root and taking off right at the feet of the Roman Empire. And there is nothing that the Emperor Caesar will be able to do to stop it, because the seed has already been sown. I want us to have a little hope this morning. We live at a troubled time, in a troubled state, and in a troubled nation. Read the headlines and we know that there is much to worry over about America in 2024. And the thing that worries me the most is that so many seem to have simply all but given up hope on the idea of democracy. Thinking about this, it's easy to despair over the future of our country, yet the scriptures tell us today that there are things still unseen that will one day have a tremendous impact upon this place and its people. This is the story of our Old Testament lesson this morning. The people have given up on their traditional form of government also. They've gone from a theocracy where judges were to rule under the fear and wisdom of God, and they have demanded now a monarchy where a single man was set on the throne of the nation. And that king that is on the throne is a madman. King Saul will soon go off of the rails, and he will bring the nation to the very brink of disaster and devastation. Yet at just this very time, a little shepherd boy from Bethlehem is called to come in from the fields and is anointed by the priest Samuel as the next king to replace Saul. That young shepherd boy, David's father, can't believe it. Any of my sons but that one, he says. Which makes for a pretty funny story on Father's Day. Sometimes we dads are in for a surprise. I know my father was, liquor store owning dad. A little shocked to be suddenly raising a Baptist preacher. And this story is good news for anyone who has ever been doubted by everyone, even their own parents. And it is gospel that somewhere, even right now, some great future leader for this nation is already being raised up. Even if he or she or even their own parents cannot see it or believe it. And in the darkest, darkest of times, the book of Samuel says, the lamp of God's light does not go out, and the salvation of the nation still awaits its maturation. Juneteenth is almost here. And I think on this morning where this nation was right about the turn of the 19th century. 30 or 40 years before that, during the revolutionary period, there was a lot of talk about the end of the slave trade and the emancipation of all of the enslaved people. But then in 1793, Eli Whitney invented the cotton gin, and suddenly King Cotton was deemed too powerful and too lucrative to ever dethrone. Those were dark, dark days in this nation. But the lamp of God's light had not gone out. And in the winter of 1809, a little boy was born in a log cabin in a place called Sinking Spring Farm. Not that fortuitous sounding. Near a place called Hodgenville, Kentucky. And his last name was Lincoln. And the kingdom of God is not coming with things that can be observed, Jesus said, nor will they say, look, there it is, or there it is, it's coming. But in fact, the kingdom of God is already among you. It's already been planted. It's already growing like a weed, like a child, like a little seed of a sapling that will one day grow into a mighty, mighty big oak. I have to confess, I don't know much about trees. I'm from Lubbock. You know, we say that all of our trees are right where we want them to be because we had to plant them. But I do know that when you go to plant a tree, you start out with that little seed. And that seed in itself has enough sustenance inside of it to produce something called a plumule, which grows up, and also a radicule, which grows down. And while the plumule breaks through the soil and maybe sprouts a little leaf, it is the radicule that pushes down deep into the ground to draw its sustenance and its sustainability for the tree from the nutrients of the earth. The most important things in life take place underground, hidden in the depths of the earth. And Jesus says, the earth produces of itself. And that little seed shoots down into the radix, the roots, then springs up, then forms a seedling that over a season or two becomes a sapling, and in 20 or so more seasons matures into that mighty oak with its boughs and its branches, all because that little radicle seed was planted, hidden and unseen. And unrelenting. These may be dark days, beloved, but we as a people of faith always hold on to our hope, for we believe there is more going on than meets the eye. And that the lamp of the Lord has not gone out. And that the word of the Lord is being sown left and right, growing night and day. And the word does not come back void, the prophet Isaiah says. For since the world began, no ear has heard and no eye has seen a God like ours who works for those who wait. So let us wait in hope, pray in faith, and keep on planting that radical and even revolutionary seed God has given us for just such a time as this. Beneath the glass on my desk in my office, there is a photo of a man named Trevor Huddleston, who was a white Anglican priest sent from England as a missionary to the continent of Africa and the country of South Africa. He served one of the poorest of the poorest ghettos there in Sophia Town, got radicalized himself, and began helping the black people of South Africa in their resistance to the new apartheid regime that had just come to power. So much so that he was called back home because he was deemed too radical, too revolutionary, and causing too much trouble. Before he left, he made the acquaintance of a little Bantu boy who was taken with the priest. And especially how the little boy had seen him doff his hat to the boy's mother, something the boy had never seen another white man do to a black woman. Huddleston was called home, but years later that little boy wrote in his autobiography, "I wondered what kind of man this was and what kind of church he represented. And when I found out, I decided I wanted to be a priest like him." And that little boy's name was Desmond Tutu. And the kingdom of God is like a mustard seed, the very smallest of the seeds, the simplest of gestures. And we cast them, and they're cast in us, and they take their root, and they grow, sometimes subversively and even revolutionarily so. And what is seen, what is unseen, sprouts up seen. And what was underground is suddenly visible all around, above the ground. And what was small and tiny grows up to be great and big. And the Bible tells us the giants are felled and the nations are freed. And that tiny little seed of God's word sown on good soil takes radical root and it rises like a mighty oak. And a tree of liberty and a sign of how what was buried in the earth in weakness can be raised up in power in God's good time. Wait and see, beloved. Plant and water. Hope and do not despair. For the seed has already been cast and is growing. Thanks be to God. In the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, one God. mother of us all together, all of God's people say. Amen.